now back to the present day. David Clayton has been talking to news presenter Julie Etchingham and her TV producer husband Nick Gardner, who tell him that Norfolk and Suffolk hold a special place in their hearts. Here is David.
One of BBC Radio Norfolk's former presenters, Nick Gardner, is a frequent visitor back to the Norfolk Broads. He grew up in Horning and, despite moving to London to pursue a successful career in television production on programmes like Blue Peter and Newsround, keeps a boat in Wroxham, which he sails whenever he can. "I'm still a member of Horning Sailing Club," he tells me, as we have a long planned catch-up chat. It was to Horning, and the Swan Hotel in particular, that he brought his girlfriend for her first visit to his home village. "The place is dear to me," he explains. "I've lots of friends there." He'd met Julie Etchingham when she'd landed a presenter's job on Newsround. She was no stranger to Norfolk. As a Leicester girl, she'd made regular summer holiday trips to Hunstanton and Heacham, but hadn't really ventured further east. Julie recalls how they met. "The Newsround office was long and narrow, so we ended up facing each other across a desk. The rest is history," she laughs. That history is now 25 years married, with two teenage sons, Leo and James, to keep them both busy. These days, Julie is one of the main News at 10 presenters and is seen hosting a good deal of ITN's landmark programmes, especially around election time. Nick runs his own TV production company, White Boat TV, from their West London home. Their careers were similar in that they both started in BBC local radio. Nick joined BBC Radio Norfolk when it launched in 1980. He was one of Wally Webb's gang, a posse of youngsters who were part of Wally's then weekly youth programme. He also helped former Look East presenter Ian Masters with his weekend radio show. Nick was still at school but gradually did more casual jobs as the new BBC station grew, eventually landing a staff job after university. That's when he and I worked together on the award-winning Norfolk Airline programme in the mid-80s. After a few years working together, Nick headed off to London after landing a job in children's television. After producing and directing Blue Peter, he went on to Newsround, the groundbreaking BBC children's daily news programme started by John Craven. Along with Julie, many now well-established presenters have cut their teeth on the programme, like Krishnan Gurumurthy, Jake Humphrey and Anglia TV's Becky Jago. Julie knocked on BBC Radio Leicester's door when she was still at school and soon found herself volunteering for a Sunday programme. While at Newnham College in Cambridge, she presented On the Edge, BBC Radio Cambridge's student show. Later, she joined a BBC trainee scheme where she worked on Midlands Today, the regional TV news programme, and popped up on another local station, BBC Radio Shropshire. From there, she landed the Newsround job in 1994, and that's where she met Nick. In 1997, Julie joined BBC's Breakfast News team, then moved to Sky News. By 2008, she joined News at 10 to partner Sir Trevor MacDonald for the programme's relaunch. It was something of a pinch-yourself moment. "I couldn't stop thinking that I'm actually sitting next to Sir Trevor MacDonald," Julie remembers. "These days, presenting News at 10 means there are fewer butterflies. I've been doing it a long time now. It's a great privilege," says Julie. "You're pulling the strands of the day together for people. It's a great team to work with." In some ways, it's an unusual job in that you work all day but must peak right at the end of it for live TV. "Some people think I just pop in around 9 o'clock and put some lippy on," she laughs. "I'm in touch with the team throughout the morning and generally get in about midday." Julie usually gets home about 11:30 p.m, by which time Nick has gone to bed. "It works well. I get up to do the school run and then get on with my own work," Nick explains. "He usually leaves an appreciative note about the programme by the kettle for when I get in," says Julie. That family flexibility is essential, as she's often dispatched on foreign trips. Some are planned, like the recent USA election, where she anchored ITN's output over several days. Others are less predictable. "I just hours' notice to pack and fly off to report on the tsunami back in 2004, Julie remembers. That undoubtedly makes their regular trips to our area more precious. Julie's parents live in Woodbridge and her brother is also in Suffolk. Then there's the endless beaches of Norfolk, which take Julie back to her childhood. I just love the wide open space of Waxham Beach. Nick needs no excuse to come back and sail on the Broads and catch up with old friends, so this part of the world is a regular destination for them. Might Nick and Julie want to make Norfolk their home one day? There's too much occupying us in London for the time being, and we're still dealing with the boys' education, was the considered reply. However, for quite understandable reasons, they both hold the county dear to their hearts. As we'd chatted over Zoom, I could see a telltale sign hanging on the wall behind them. I bought it as a present for Nick's birthday, laughs Julie. Proudly displayed was a sign saying, "Normal for Norfolk."
Thank you, David. It is lovely, isn't it, how many of our television and radio personalities have a soft spot for our part of the world?